Thank you, Sean. Good morning, and thank you all for attending. I am perhaps a bit relieved to see that my mentors, Dr. Stephen Mirsky and Kate Tully, did not find the room, but thank you for attending. In any case, this morning I'm going to talk a bit about the formation and current activities of the Northeast Cover Crops Council. So to understand why we chose to form a Northeast Cover Crops Council, it helps to have a bit of context about the Northeastern U.S. We have an incredibly diverse landscape, which has incredibly diverse concerns. In the north and in mountainous areas, we have a very short growing season. We have, again, those mountainous areas that are very erosion prone. A lot of our soils across the region are actually low organic matter because they've been farmed for so long that they've just been beaten up. We have very vulnerable watersheds. I'm sure some of you at least have heard of the problems in the Chesapeake Bay. We have intensive animal production, and this one actually surprised me when I moved to the Northeast because I studied in the Midwest, but for instance, the Eastern Shore of Maryland has incredible chicken production, which of course produces incredible amounts of animal byproducts. From the south, we have herbicide-resistant weeds that tend to move up into our territory, and of course we also have on-site development of herbicide-resistant weeds. And because of a lot of these problems, particularly the animal production and the watershed vulnerability, we also face a lot of regulations, for instance, about how much manure can be applied and when. So as a result, there is actually a very long history of cover crop research in the Northeast because cover crops can address some of these issues, and also because some of these issues impact how you can implement cover crops. However, if you look around, you realize that this information, as much as there is of it, first off, there is a lot of it, which means it's hard to sort, but also it's scattered across states, across institutions, it can be hard to find, it sometimes contradicts itself, it is often not specific enough to be of immediate use to farmers. So in 2016, a group of stakeholders led by Dr. Mirsky, who works for USDA ARS, gathered twice. The first meeting was a meeting of the minds. What are our philosophies? What might be the purpose of this organization? Do we think that we have a unique role to play in the Northeast? Ultimately, we decided the answer was yes, and so in November of last year, we held a meeting where we codified a structure for the Northeast Cover Crop Council. So I'm not going to sit here and read off names, but suffice it to say that we have a large general board, which very intentionally has members from each state, also has farmer representatives, we have NGO representatives, we have government organizations like NRCS represented, and then of course the majority of us are researchers. And from this general board, we drew a smaller executive board, which is currently chaired by Dr. Stephen Mirsky. So this board has been helping to implement the Northeast Cover Crop Council objectives. We want to identify knowledge gaps and encourage collaborations to help address these knowledge gaps. We want to come up with best management practices for cover crops. We really exist as a farmer-oriented organization to help promote the adoption and best use of cover crops in the Northeast. And most immediately, we are encouraging collaborations on web-based decision support tools. Very big buzzword right now. Decision support tools are a big thing for a lot of people and a lot of organizations. We have cover crop species selection and management tool under development, economic calculator some of our members are working on, nutrient cycling. I don't know if anyone made it to Julia Gaskin's talk this morning. She actually is involved with our effort, though she's in the Southeast, and looking at how cover crops can affect water availability. So speaking of those tools, these are screenshots that have been superimposed onto PowerPoint shapes. And unfortunately, I don't think you can get much detail on them. I can't go into them anyway. But the cover crop seed calculator, the selector tool, we've got, this is an example of the web printout for the water and nitrogen availability tool. This is the economic calculator. The reason I picked this shape for these tools is because we ultimately want these tools to be able to work together. The big buzzword right now is modular. So you can take bits and pieces of other tools and other programs and other data sets and incorporate them into your tool, and you can also have your output work in other tools. So, more immediately for you guys, our first meeting is actually open to the public. Our registration is still open. So here's the information for how to go if you're in the Northeast and feel like visiting Ithaca in a couple of weeks. We also have a website in the works. Unfortunately, that's not currently up. However, the Cvent website has a lot of good information about us. You're certainly welcome to contact me. A simple Google search will also turn up our meeting registration page. It's going to be an awesome two-day event, so just let me continue plugging that. And with that said, I would like to thank our funders, and I believe we are approaching the questions session. Thank you.